righty, let's get the dulcimer tones of Alvin Lee and 10 Years After out of here and get back to Vince in the audience. Hey, Vince, you still with us?
I sure am.
Okay, yeah, I've been thinking for a number of months about wondering if somebody didn't carry that case into court and if they did have an IRS problem and go in there. These are all interagency regulations, Your Honor. This is the Administrative Procedures Act. These are clearly interpretive. You can trace them back, and they all end in Internal Revenue Code of 1954, and those are only interagency. They have no applicability on me. That'd be very interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, well, the problem with it is that they keep on applying 26 U.S.C. rather than 26 CFR, so far as I've been able to determine. CFR is stuff that affects the general.
Well, the problem is that's just a code, and the administrative agencies that now the attorney general might come after you on a code violation, but the administrative agencies have got to act within a regulatory framework.
Correct, and if the if it's not written in the Federal Register, it doesn't apply to anybody.
Well, that's correct. But the important thing is how it's written in the Federal Register, not if or not.
Well, whether it was conforming with the APA and all that stuff, correct?
Well, all three regulations conform with the APA. It's just the fact that only one has general applicability to the public at large. The other two are both interagency. And no IRS regulation has ever been written on the one that has general applicability. That's called notice and comment. That's what I was talking about earlier.
That's correct, and even if that 26 CFR 1.1-1 or whatever that number was, I've looked at that, and it basically, well, the ones that they try to nail you with as far as failure to pay and submitting a false return, those are all 301 regs, 301
dot. Right. It doesn't matter what dot they are. If you're non-resident alien, or the better language is a U.S. national, they don't apply you to anyway.
Well, that's true. However, I believe what your take is correct. However, trying to get them to follow the law, that's the hard part.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, Vince, I've been helping people do this for 11 and a half, going on 12 years now, okay? And one of the first things people want to deal with is IRS. And so we've been filing notices to IRS for a long time, many years. Never one case of blowback has come back to me from anybody that's ever done this. Not one.
Right, well, so I was thinking about that, you know, just filing the notice with the Internal Revenue Service.
File it with the Secretary of State first, not them first. They'll hit you with a $5,000 frivolous filing penalty if you do that.
Yeah, it's already done. I've already done that part. I even got my passport card, you know. So
okay, all right. Well, good. It sounds like you're on the right path.
After you send in that notice to them, you can just have them stop taking out taxes on any of your investment properties.
You're going to have to go and get that situation changed with your employer if you're employed. Okay. Otherwise, you're pretty safe. If you got your own business and doing business under a subchapter S or an LLC or any other form, your payment drops through to you and you're already out of the system and you put it on notice, you don't owe any taxes. You got no federal tax liability.
Yeah, well, the problem with it is that I've got a few investments that I get money from, and so those people are still still in the system, if you will, and they'll be reporting all this stuff to internal.
Well, that's a let them report all they want, as long as you put the IRS on notice that affidavit's on file with the Secretary of State. You're clean. Let them report everything they want. Just tell them to stop taking anything out, because you don't want to have to go back and file a 1040 form to get it back. And then reobligate yourself by signing a 1040 form.
Right. I was figuring on doing that on January, just before January 1st of next year.
Yeah, turn of the year is a good time to do some of this stuff for people because of the logical implications.
Right. So, okay, Roger. Well, hey, thanks a lot for your help.
All right, Vince, where in Alaska are you? So I can maybe remember you better next time.
United Peninsula.
Oh, you're down in Kenai. Now, how close are you to where? What city are you close to down there? Or what? Oh, okay. Because we used to go fishing at Russian River for reds in June, July, and then we'd go down and fish at Anchor River for silvers. That's how I knew about Homer, and for 2 weeks every year. And it was it's wonderful memories in my life. You live in a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, it's getting cold.
Yeah, man, you're a lucky guy. Okay, thanks for checking in, Vince, okay? All right, yes, Vince is gone. Sam, who's next? Somebody else called in, didn't they? Andrew in Wisconsin. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Roger. I love to hear your voice. So,
thank you.
Thank you for all that you do. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. It's my duty, you know.
I hear... Well, that's good. That's good. We all have duties from God, and you are doing it very well.
Thank you very much.
You have a lot of quiet times in your show where you don't have people calling in, so I just decided to call.
All right.
I don't want to waste any time.
Well, kind of waiting for John and Kathy to check in here and get that out of the way, and he's a little late today, so what do you do?
And when they do, I'll cut off.
Okay, I don't know where he is, so we'll find out.
But there's some things that you have mentioned in the past of which I came to my own understanding before I came on to you. You had mentioned that the Darby Schofield was brought forth to neuter the Christian church.
Yeah, I think
so. You remember
talking
about that?
Sure.
Okay. So I learned that before I caught on to what you're doing. I was on the David Strait path. Okay.
Yeah.
So once I actually repented of these lies from the Darby Schofield futurism outlook, God providentially brought me to you. And I started to listen to what you were saying.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're not the first person that said that to me, okay, by far.
It's amazing what God does when you repent of the lies that you're believing. And so I'm a part of a church now that is fully non-501c3.
Okay.
They are on board with everything. And I'm trying to show them, I'm trying to show my two pastors what you are presenting, and it's very difficult.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
But as we just recently had 11 pro-lifers. The FBI went and raided their homes, confiscated
I heard about this story.
Okay, they're very dear to my pastors. Okay. And
now, did that happen up in Wisconsin? I was in the impression it happened somewhere like in Tennessee or something. But was that in Wisconsin, or where was it?
Well, I don't think it was in Wisconsin, but I'm not even sure of the story because I didn't even follow it. Because I know.
Well, I saw Tucker Carlson had the guy on one night and told the story.
Yeah. My pastors are very involved and close to these people.
Well, it's
and
a shame.
So
it's a travesty.
So I texted my pastor and I said, Pastor, there's a way to avoid this FBI, and I'm trying to present them with your information. And they, so far, they're not receptive, okay?
Well, what you need to do is get them over on the matrixdocs.com, the website I mentioned earlier. There's a number of different interviews. One of them that they may be interested in is in the whole interview. I just got part of it because of the way we structured that day and transitioned between two programs. But one of them is with Brent Winters. Brent Winters is a practicing attorney. Not only that, he's translated his own Bible. Okay. And he and I have been doing shows every week for over 9 years. You should get a couple, either the Tom D. or the Deanna Spingola interview and that Brent Winters interview, and you tell him he's an attorney and he's also a pastor who's translated his own Bible and written a whole bunch of other books, Excellence of the Common Law and all kinds of stuff. Okay?
Roger, you're on the same trail that I'm talking about here. Okay. So my pastor was like, what are you talking about? And so I just gave him the two interviews that you gave through Tim Brown over at Sons of Liberty.
Right.
And the Sons of Liberty come and speak at our church.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good tie-in.
And then I went on Brent Winters, because I love listening to Brent Winters.
He's fabulous.
He tells it like it is.
And that guy's he's a national treasure, okay?
He is declaring every Friday the only way. And I love listening to him. But anyways, I went on his website, and guess what? He has an interview with my pastor.
Oh, how cool.
And so my pastor knows Brent Winters.
All right. Well, good. A lot of credibility there.
And I'm trying to tell my pastor about what you're doing, and he's not just quite catching on yet.
Here, maybe you take him a different way. Take him over to Revelation 18, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, Babylon the Great has fallen in an hour, and the people of the earth, merchants of the earth wail, they no longer sell their goods, their merchandise.
Yes.
And it says underneath, it says, come out of her, my people, come out of her. And then down at the end of that verse, they've got a list of the things that the merchants of the earth can no longer sell. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have. I've been listening to you for a long time, trust me.
And right there at the end of 21 or 22 items, it says, and bodies and souls of men. And
yep.
See, they knew 2,000 years ago we were going to be enslaved. See, I believe this is Mystery Babylon, okay? And Babylon, if you go back and do a concordance on Babylon, meant confusion, okay? And so the confusion we've got today. But instead of the confusion like in Babylonian times, the confusion today is a mystery because they're changing all these definitions to words. And I believe that is Mystery Babylon, is this beast. And what I believe we have is the key to escape Mystery Babylon right here. Okay? Truly, I believe that.
I'm not sure yet if I take the same eschatology as you, but I believe what you're saying is true. So, I'm on the same page with you.
Okay, good deal. So, we'll just keep pecking at them, you know. I mean, there's a number of ways you can approach people with this. The easiest way is to present the equivocation or the dialectic in reverse. In other words, they confuse you on these two opposite definitions. Well, all you do is take that and use it against them by talking to somebody else and going, like, hey, Pastor, are you a citizen of the United States or are you a citizen of the United States of America? And you're presenting the equivocation to them, see? And they think it's the same thing, but it's not, and we know that. Okay, when they ask you the term resident, are they when they ask if you're a resident, are they imputing a geographical or a political definition to that term? See, you're taking the equivocation and you're reversing it on them.
I told them that in the email last night, in the text I sent them. I said, do you know you have two political statuses? You know, so I'm catching on to your information and I'm trying to share it with others.
Here's another good approach that everybody knows this, or they can find out the answer real quick, is to go back and pin this on the Jim Crow laws. You remember the Jim Crow laws? Well, yeah. Well, the whitey in Jim Crow was a state citizen, now called a national. The citizen of the United States, Jim Crow, he was the new federal citizenship.
And that was the blacks, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. So, see, that's what they're, when they ask you that question, that leading question, because they know the statuses are equal now, they're asking you the leading question, are you a citizen of the United States? What they're really asking you is, do you have the same political status as former black slaves who were awarded federal citizenship with civil rights after the Civil War? That's what they're asking you. So that's another way to approach them on this too. Well, just keep banging on them, and maybe they will, and maybe they won't. I don't know anymore. Quite honestly, I'm shocked.
That's exactly what Britain did to when the colonizers left Britain. That's the exact same thing that happened. They left the common law and went to civil law.
Yeah, well, they hate the common law. because we can beat them at it. Well, that's when they can't control it and they can't trick you. That's why they hate it.
Roger,
they hate God, too. So,
before I get out the phone with you, I would like to just encourage you and your audience, please, if you would allow me to. So I realize that a lot of people call in and ask you about political problems when you're dealing with the exit. Right?
Oh, that's pretty much correct, yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to encourage you, because I see it going on, and we want all people to come out.
Well, all people aren't going to do this.
No matter who, you
can forget that. Everybody ain't going to do this. A whole bunch of them want to stay in the pink cloud, okay?
Right,
we're
right.
A very small percentage of whatever reason. I'm going to tell you what I think. I think we're the chosen people. You want to know the truth, okay?
I see where you're going with that.
Well, they're not chosen by our God. You know, chosen by who and for what, okay?
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, that's what I think. It shocks me that it only applies or appeals to a small number of people, but that's the world we live in, and I can't do anything about it except find the ones that are interested and try and teach them. That's all I know to do.
But I wanted to encourage you. With people call you with political problems without looking at what you're actually saying.
Yeah, I know. Well, they got these problems because they did something wrong. And they think this is an instant answer for all the things that they've screwed up, and it's just not, you know. It can be if you do it properly for the future, but you got to clean up the baggage before you do this if you want that kind of a reaction out of it. And you got to not speed, you know. Don't speed. Be responsible. You're supposed to be moving over here under God's laws and taking on responsibility, and the people don't want to. They still want to be irresponsible.
Right, this is about self-government, the whole thing.
It's about anarchy. You're an anarchist now.
Right, you take care of it.
I got John and Kathy on, and they got a time limit, so I'm going to dart over to them. But thanks for calling, and thanks for bringing that stuff up, okay? Well, thank you very much. Thank you, I appreciate it. Sam, you say John and Miss Kathy are there? We got them, finally.
Agent, yeah, I'm Kathy. Here. I'm here.
All right. Well, good. We've been looking for you.
Greetings and salutations.
Greetings.
I'm meeting over here with Tony Rodriguez, who would really like to have you on his show out here. He's run for office. He's a retired master sergeant from the Army, and the guy's got a lot to say. He's doing his own show, and he's actually looking for a radio network that he can plug in. Do you know anyone he might be able to do that?
Possibly.
Yeah. So anyway, we got to talking about the one there, but I wanted to report back and let people know there are people calling us, telling us how wonderful that wand is. But, you know, I say, please come into the Telegram program and write it down and tell everybody. Don't just tell me, because everybody wants to know what's going on. So remember, the wand is here to help you take care of yourself. So if you're going to step out, you don't want to have to deal with the medical situation and stuff. Most of the problems that people have are chronic or painful things that happen to them that can linger on. And this is a way to actually help your body heal itself so you don't have to worry about the medicine side so much. So it's not magic, but, you know, it just does things that helps the body do its job better. That's all it does. And the proof is in the pudding. I don't know much about the technical side of this, and frankly, even though I've got some medical background from the military, I don't worry too much about that because there are so many people that are getting help using this thing. The question of does it work is moot. I mean, yeah, it works. And we can't find anything in the way of negative reviews on this thing. So please go out there and take a look, and if you can find one, I'd sure like to know about it. I'd like to start collecting the negative ones because they're pretty damn rare. Anyway, I wanted to let you know, Raj, people are still calling in and inquiring, and there's still people that are interested and haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I think there's more and more people, as they learn more and more about this thing, it's gonna do its job.
Well, we had a guy call in before you got here and wants to order one, but he didn't have the internet, so I had him leave his phone number with Sam, and tonight I'll make sure I get it from him and pass it on to you, okay?
Oh, great. Sure. We can do it manually. Yeah. You don't have to have the internet to do this. We can handle it all manually just over the phone. Not a big problem.
While I'm on that topic and think about it, do you want to give out a phone number for people that are in that situation that want to call you? Or do you want to?
Sure.
Okay, well, why don't you do that? So, audience, if you're in that situation and you don't want to go through internet protocol stuff and you want to contact John Strait and order one of these, get a piece of pencil and a paper. A piece of pencil. A little bitty one. This ain't sharp. Get a pencil and a paper, and John's going to give out this number. What is it, John? Repeat it twice slowly, please.
Okay. I'll do my best military rendition. Okay, my number is 951-790-9866. I say again, 951-790-9866. I say again, 951-790-9866.
Okay.
And good. If I don't answer, leave me a message. Don't just call and hang up.
Yeah, even my teacher, Glenn Ambort, who's still alive, John's, of course, deceased. And I told Glenn about this, and he bought one, and now he wants to buy another one. He's got a friend that wants to buy one.
Yeah, I mean, people just start talking. They start feeling better, and like my own brothers. My mother had one, 97 years old, and it's been helping her. It helped a numb spot in her arm that's been numb for 20 years. She's feeling stuff now, and holding utensils, you know, or spoon and stuff. And so my brother came down to visit her, and he used it once on his heel that he had split doing a bicycle ride. His heel muscles came loose from something. Anyway, he's been in pain for all summer. Yeah. And he did it, and he drove home to Aspen, and he called her up. When he got there, he goes, "This doesn't hurt anymore." He was blown away. "This doesn't hurt anymore." And it's hurt him all year. Of course, Aspen has the pretty people, the tree huggers, and, you know, all the liberal tards. John Denver said, "Move a mountain to bring in some more stars," you know.
Right.
And so he rides his bike all over Aspen, all over the place, because that's what they do. They don't leave dinosaur prints or whatever, carbon prints. But he and my nephew goes over there. Well, he got something he thought was this thing, $30 off of Amazon, and it is no comparison. He did the same thing to his ankle. He rides his bike all over Denver and, 20, 30 miles a day. And he couldn't ride all summer because he jacked up his foot and ankle. So he's been going over to her house and wanting himself every day with this thing. And he's just blown away at the difference. The difference on those cheap $39 ones is you're not getting the same energy that we have. You know, the scalar and the, what's it called? T.
We have the quantum technology, the terahertz technology, and the optical quartz technology.
Yeah, you don't get those off of eBay or Amazon. This is special patent. So he is just blown away. He's riding his bike again. I mean, it's just the testimonies we're getting from people that would never even, I mean, they're so negative. I never would have thought we'd got any kind of testimony, you know, let alone them have turning that damn thing on and using it, you know.
Yeah.
So
I've had some listeners with cool experiences. Another listener, no internet, lives off in the woods of Missouri, not the same as the other guy, not the same guy. And he got one of these early on when we first started talking about it. He was real health-oriented. He was chomping at the bit to get it. And so he's down talking to a neighbor of his who lives in a smaller place. He's off the grid and all that stuff. And the guy had been cutting wood with a chainsaw, and the chainsaw jumped, as they're prone to do at times, and it caught him on the shin. And it went all the way to the bone. Is very painful for him. And he's broke.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't go to the hospital and pay for stitches. So he stitched it up himself. and he had it wrapped with a gauze, and he hadn't been able to sleep for three nights in a row because the pain was so bad. And so our listener, Dan, was down there, and the guy goes, what about that thing you were telling me about? And he went up and got it and brought it back, and the pain was gone in virtually no time. Okay, so we keep getting all these reports from people that are having all these very positive experiences using this little ditty.
Well, I got one for you tonight, and I just as a warning, you guys need to get some tissue out because it's kind of a tearjerker, and it's a little long, but it's really impressive as to what happened to this person.
I could relate because I had almost the same happen to me and couldn't walk for over a year. So please, yeah, let's hear about it.
Okay, so this one, this is a Julie, and she writes. For anyone suffering excruciating back pain and diagnosed with osteoporosis, this testimonial is for you. Back in March of 2021, I was a volunteer helper on a crew of people creating a music video. It was one of the best experiences of my life. The very last hour of the shoot, I lifted four very heavy buckets of water out of a bathtub. From that moment on, my life changed completely. I drove home feeling frozen and paralyzed in pain. I canceled my appointment with a client. I was supposed to give someone an energy healing session that day, my real job, but I could hardly move. Little did I know that this would be my life for the next 16 months. I slept in an upright chair for 5 months due to the back spasms that often resulted when I tried to lay flat in my bed. I was taken numerous times by ambulance to the emergency room screaming. The pain levels I experienced were beyond what I had experienced giving birth to my son. One of my initial hospital and visits involved an x-ray, but the emergency room doctor missed the four compression fractures in my spine and sent me home saying, take your pain medication and work your core muscles. For the next 4 months, I ended up so many times in the hospital emergency room with pain levels so high I would be uncontrollably screaming as my back would spasm many times a day and would lock. I would feel paralyzed in a stuck position for hours. The longest I was stuck like this was for 13 hours. I remember this day in particular because it was my birthday. Two doctors I did see 12 hours apart, both said there was nothing they could do for me, and I was escorted by wheelchair to the hospital parking lot, still paralyzed and locked in pain and crying like a baby. This hellish scenario repeated itself so many times for 4 more months. A friend offered to come stay with me. Between her and my 18-year-old son and a community of caring people, some who I knew and some who were complete strangers, I received 24/7 care. For 5 months, I couldn't walk by myself, lift a thing, lower myself down to sit on a toilet, dress, shower, cook, or drive, and was in constant pain. I slept upright in a chair in my living room. I had to move out of my master bedroom and get a renter in to help me pay my bills. Up until then, I had been very independent and living on my own for about the past 8 years. So all of this change of privacy when I felt so vulnerable was also incredibly challenging for me, not to mention the stress of not being able to work for months and earn a living to keep my life going. One day I took a lot of pain meds to prepare myself for what could have been a possibly excruciating endeavor. I didn't feel I had a choice at this point. Nothing was changing. I asked a friend to take me to another hospital, which involved half a day car ride over bumps and turns, a trip off the tiny island that I live on. Within an hour and a half of entering the emergency room, I was scanned and told I had four spinal compression fractures and was admitted. I was sent home a week later with a hospital bed, a walker, and more pain medications. I was in the hospital bed for a total of 10 months. I re-injured my spine another 14 times in the following 15 months. I kept having to start from scratch each time, working my way from being bedridden to walking with my walker and becoming self-sufficient again. Enter the Itericare wand.
Okay, hold it on enter here, because hold it, John, because we got a spot break. Enter the Itericare wand. We'll be back and tell you the rest of the story in a minute.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
This is wonderful thing. It's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
All right, let's get Sam to pot that music down. We're going to get back to John and Kathy here. John was telling us a story. Man, that's a horror story so far, this poor woman, okay? And we got interrupted there at Enter the Itera Wand. So that was our memory peg, John.
Great. So she goes on to say, my friend Terry sent me a classic wand. Her message was this: use it. If it helps, purchase it. If it doesn't, send it back. I used it way too much at first, 2 hours a day. I felt horrible. I was going to send it back. I happened to catch a video by Dr. Ray, the neurologist, who was using it on his MS and Parkinson's patient. He said if you're using it for more than an hour, you are way overdoing it. So I backed off to about 20 to 40 minutes a day. I took one day off a week like they recommended. And here's what happened in the last 2 months. I have no pain. I can bend. I can lift. I feel stronger every day. I started noticing huge shifts by the six weeks point. Remember we said, you don't feel anything at the beginning, you stick with it. I have begun working again. I have my house back to myself, which feels incredibly amazing. I can drive. Things I didn't expect. Moles, skin tags, and age spots are disappearing. My skin is radiant, and I keep having people commenting on it. I have begun to get my life back. I've just started to offer working again with people in pain who may also be suffering with illnesses or a recent diagnosis. This time, though, I am offering everyone I work with a frequency wand session combined with the other quantum healing facilitation I offer. I hope my testimonial may help someone that you know that might be suffering in pain. I want to help create more story endings like mine. Thank you to Terry and Kathy for helping connect me with the iTeraCare technology. It has allowed me to begin to get my life back. Sheila is Dr. Sheila Day. She's a naturopath. So she edited an add-on here. A number of people in the comments have asked me how I use the wand. I wanted my warm water, tea, and drank 2 cups. Then I laid on my side and put the wand on a pillow and pointed it for about 2 5-minute sessions low on my back and slowly worked my way up my spine to my neck. I then did my palms and my feet and my crown. I also did under my arms, behind my knees, and my groin. By the time I added any part of my body that wanted it or needed it. Then I drank more water afterwards as well. I always use the hottest level, but I'm wondering about that after listening to another doctor who said if you have inflammation, just use the cooler level. I'm presently working on my eyesight and floaters and tracking the photos, my moles, skin tags, and age spots. Thank you, everyone, for your love and heartfelt comments. If you have cells and bones, this will work for you. Keep going.
This pretty amazing.
This is not unusual.
Pretty amazing.
There's nothing else I can say.
And folks, listen, this is no jive. We're hearing stuff like that, not to this extreme here, because fortunately most people aren't in that drastic a condition, but we're hearing it just from everybody about all kinds of different things. My eyesight is getting better, and that is really important to me, okay? And I've been fighting it for a couple of years, macular degeneration, glaucoma, and I thought I'd kind of stopped it, but I didn't see any improvement. I've seen improvement with this. Now, it's not quantum, okay, but it's improvement. And anytime you get improvement in eyesight, if you're faced with potentially going blind, it gets real serious, okay? So that okay. I've had several different things, but that certainly is the one that is a priority for me.
Amen.
So, did we get a call in? Is that a call, Sam, or somebody that wants to ask a question? Oh, it's Paul in New York. Hey, Paul. Paul's got a testimony.
Yeah, you know who it is. Yeah.
You got a testimony, don't you?
I've got a number of them, but specifically with respect to your eyes. I mean, and that is huge. I mean, you threw everything but the kitchen sink at your eyes. Every kind of frequency and energetic and supplement that you could get your hands on, and you had slowed it down or stopped it, but you hadn't reversed the condition until now. That's big.
It's huge. Okay.
Huge.
It's just huge. Now, it hadn't helped the magnification part. I still got to use magnification, but it's helped the background that's gotten sharper. And I can tell the difference, okay? It's not super dramatic, but I can tell the difference is getting sharper. And that's the same thing that a number of other people report, same thing. So, obviously, it's helping.
Yeah. Well, they say a miss is as good as a mile, but in this case, an inch is as good as a mile as well.
Yep, yep. So, tell them your story, Paul. I thought yours was pretty impressive.
Well, okay. Well, I about a year ago I caught the flu really bad. I'm not going to give it a specific name because I don't believe in that name, but that's a story for another day. But ever since then, during that time and ever since then I've had an edema problem with my right foot, not my left foot, but my right foot. And I had been battling this for some time, and I got a hold of an iTero wand. And it was getting to the point, before I got the wand, it was getting to the point where my skin was on my right foot was actually turning red. It was discoloring, and it was noticeably darker than my left foot. And you can understand how concerned I was over that.
Sure.
Well, I started treating it with the iTero wand, and okay, I don't follow directions. Okay, I'm a guy. You don't ever pull out the instructions. You just do it the best you can. So I used it. I didn't use it. I used it. I didn't use it. I didn't follow the directions, and still my foot got better. The edema went down, and the bottom of my foot is returning to normal color. The top is still a little discolored, but I'm seeing that discoloration getting smaller and smaller. I also had a problem with my right shoulder. I don't know what I did with it, but it was frozen up, and I couldn't hold my arms straight out in front of me without severe discomfort.
What'd you tell me? You told me you couldn't. You told me you couldn't reach up and turn on a light switch without pain.
No, I couldn't. You know, I could not put my arm straight out in front of me with my hand level with my shoulder, and I wanted it, and then I could hold it about 6 inches higher, and then I wanted it again, and I could hold it a foot higher, a foot and a half. Now I can hold my arm straight, my hand straight up above my head, and I could change a light bulb in a ceiling socket. I know this for a fact because I did it yesterday.
There you go.
Wow.
All right.
Well, I do have another testimonial. It's a thing that I tried just as a lark. I was just wondering if it would work. Now, you know that I make wine at home, right? I make different flavors of wine, and sometimes I have a little trouble getting the yeast going. And I have one batch where the yeast were just flat lazy. They weren't doing a thing. Well, I'm telling you, just for the fun, this afternoon, I wanted the vessel that yeast is in, and I'm telling you right now, they're so happy they're looking like they're boiling. So no, this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure any disease, but they did not say nothing about not keeping yeast happy.
Well, you might get a 30% alcohol dose out of that, Paul.
Well, it's supposed to be 28 with the yeast that I used. We'll find out.
Okay. Good story. Well, it shows you the variety. Shows you the variety applications here, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. They're extremely happy. I even tried, and I know it's not the heat that's doing it because I tried putting a heating pad under the vessel, and that did not have the effect that 20 minutes with the wand did.
There you go. Yeah, well, I mean, we had reports of it helping fish. You know, when I first started hearing about this, there's a lady who was over house sitting for a friend of hers, and she had a sick goldfish. And so the woman took the wand, and she put it up next to the goldfish bowl, and the fish's fins perked up, and he started looking better. And the next day, she came and put the wand there on the outside of the fish bowl, and the fish came over to that side of the glass and hung out while she had the wand on.
Well, what she was doing was she was treating all of the water in the aquarium.
Yeah.
So the benefit to the fish was long after that.
Yeah, I think it was just a goldfish bowl, but I don't remember. Anyway, it's an interesting story. We've had a lot of people. Do what?
There was also the betta fishes, you know, with the real long fins that had fin rot.
Yeah. Siamese,
And they did that. And the fish began to, every time she would come over there to the bowl with the wand, the fish would come right over there and make sure it was right on top of that wand.
Where it was hitting the bowl. Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. It works on dogs. We had one of the early videos I saw was a vet who'd been a vet for 31 years. Had his own personal dog, a little terrier, that had looked like a malignancy to him on the top lip, a kind of a malignant growth, and he was going to operate on it. And his girlfriend had one of these wands, and they came over there. Well, they couldn't blow it right in the dog's face because you can't tell a dog to close his eyes, okay? So they devised a way to blow it on that upper lip from behind, and 2 weeks it was gone. That whole that tumor, they don't know whether it's malignant or not, but it looked like a tumor, and it was gone in 2 weeks. And he had before and after pictures and all that with it. So, yeah, it works on animals great, too.
Well, that does bring me to a question. Do you have any testimonials where the wand has helped a dog with a dog or a person, either way, with a heart murmur, with like a fluttering valve issue?
Haven't seen that. No, I don't know. We're not following this too close. I know there are people out there that have a channel someplace that's just for pets, and you might look at that channel somewhere. I think it's on Facebook.
Okay. Because during the regular show, Monday through Saturday, the Radio Ranch, one of the callers on that show has a pup that was just recently diagnosed with a heart murmur. It's always had one, but now it's getting worse. And she's been going crazy because this dog is her everything. It's her entire life.
I would wand the crown and the spine, just start wanding him. not going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you want to wand all of the points where the meridians come out. You know, that's just part of the process. You don't want to just concentrate on one spot. You want to wand the whole body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, she doesn't have a wand yet, but when I get off the call, I'm going to talk to
her. Okay. All right, Paul. Well, thanks for checking in with us. I want to open up the line and see if there's anybody else that's got any questions or comments or anything while John and Kathy are here with us that they could possibly help them with. But thanks for calling, Paul, as always. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, thank you, John, Kathy, and
great
Roger.
Testimonies. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Good man, Paul. If anybody in the audience wants to call in, we got about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes left, a little less than 15 with the break. But if you want to call in and address any questions about the wand, we'd love to hear from you and love to hear what you got to say or what you got to ask. So let me give out the number here for the call-in again, John, and that's 512-248-8252. If you want to call in and yak with us about it, we'd love to speak with you. And if not, we like talking amongst ourselves pretty well, too.
We touched base with an old friend yesterday, and we hadn't been able to reach him all summer. He worked for the Oakland A's. And I thought, well, baseball season's over. Let's give him a shout. He picked up the phone from his bed. He had blown out his disc. He's been to every doctor and chiropractor. And what else did he say? Did he go to an acupuncture?
I don't remember.
Anyway, they say he's got he thinks he's got a blown disc, a lot of inflammation. He can't move. He's trying to get this party together for next weekend because his mother's turning 100 years old.
Oh.
And so John's going to run one down to him tomorrow. He lives near L.A. and see what we can do for him. So we might have a really good testimony here next following Monday. You know, we'll see what it does for him.
Right. Well, people have an amazing response with it. I know that from all the people that have purchased them and have given us reports back. Anything else you wanted to cover? There's a couple of things that are important, though, if you're thinking about this, and this may be, there looks like a call came in, that we're going to have a price raise on this, 10% on all models on November the 1st. So if that has anything to do with your decision, you can keep that in the back of your memory there. Sam, we got somebody that's calling in? Okay. It's Brian in Texas. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, Roger. Pretty good, man. I'm really enjoying the show. How can I access one of these devices? I'm in a lot of pain with nerve damage in my toes and feet from, I guess it was some laser therapy, so-called laser therapy treatment a number of years ago, and it just made it even worse, and I'm in a lot of pain.
Well, there's two ways you can do it. If you copied that number down, you can call John and Kathy or John directly, and you can deal with them directly. Or you can go over to the Matrix Docs, docs.com, and on the whole top right is a whole section dedicated to this Itera wand. And there's a website over there that you can click onto and go through a 2 or 3 page questionnaire and put your information in, and then John will order it for you. So with your situation, John, why don't you get, you got a pencil and a paper, Byron? Was it Byron?
Brian.
Okay. Brian, sorry.
Brian,
if you got a pencil and paper, John, give that your number again, and he can just call you straight. So can the other fellow that called earlier, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take a number.
All right.
951.
John?
951-790-9866. I say again, 951-790-9866.
And it, as for John?
Yeah, it'll be John who'll be speaking with Brian, this thing is, I think you're going to see some really impressive results from it, okay? And for the price range that this thing is in, compared to other frequency machines that sometimes don't work real well, this thing's just a steal. I mean, really.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You can also go over to the link and just click on it and put your information in there and whip out your credit card and get the process going right now.
Right. Yeah, there's a
John's
field
down
there.
At the park in Pasadena. So he's got to meet and go to dinner with some people right now. But either get on that the Matrix Docs, docs.com, or call him in a little while.
Okay.
I gotta jump in on this one because it hits too close to home. I had neuropathy in my legs for at least 10 years, really bad, you know. I mean, my nerves would just fire off and keep me awake and just the pain all the time. And John would hear me on the phone. We'd be talking to somebody, and I'd go, ah, just automatic reflex, you know. And he knew what was happening, you know. But so as of about 2 weeks ago, after wanding forever and getting rid of the edema in my ankles and stuff, I don't have neuropathy in my legs anymore. Not my toes, not my legs. It's amazing.
Brian, it evidently works real well on nerve stuff, okay?
Yeah, so I'm picking up
on you. Best of luck to you, okay? And let us know how you do with it, all right?
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, now, thank you for calling in. Let me see. We got a couple other callers. I don't want to leave anybody out to dry here. Sam, somebody else online there? Phil in Ohio, why don't you come front and forward, Phil? How you doing, and what's your comment or question?
I cracked a rib a couple weeks ago, and then in 2 days, my whole hip and leg on my right side was, like, so bad I had to use crutches. Mm. Well, in the meantime, I was watching a naturopath woman maybe from Indonesia talking about Itera Care, and she said that a lot of times knee pain comes from your gallbladder. Well, that rib I cracked was right over my gallbladder, and I probably bruised it. But anyways, the reason I thought of that is because you have, Roger, have talked about your knee pain, and I just thought maybe you should wand your gallbladder.
I've been wanding it the last few days.
Oh, really?
Funny you should ask.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had.
Well, you know, I got the internet knocked off Friday, so I was on vacation on Friday because I didn't have any internet, and I got to sit down and use that thing on all those chakra points and everything for a change, and it's a really neat little thing. Who's next, Sam? Vince in Alaska is calling back. Instant replay for Vince.
Hey, Roger, I was wondering about charging the water in a gallon jug gallon water jug. Can you charge it by going directly through the side, or do you have to actually have it pointing down into the water?
As long as it's not metal. If it's ceramic or glass, you can charge it through the container. And you don't want to charge it in metal anyway.
And how long would you charge it for?
What, John, what's they saying about a couple? John, go ahead.
Yeah, 2 to 3 minutes at most.
And then it's good for the whole gallon then, huh?
And then what you can do when you take a glass out of there and drink it, you can put the wand on it and charge it for about 20, 30 seconds and make sure it's extra good charge.
Yeah, if you got hard cider, it'll make it even better.
Yeah, right.
Now, is it necessary to go through all the chakra points before you address a particular issue on your body?
No.
No.
It just helps because you want your whole body to get together.
Sorry?
Your whole body works on your body together, so you can concentrate on. That's why we tell you to hit these chakra points at the basic. That's the basic protocol that you're going to do. And then you drink your water, and then concentrate on those areas that are bothering you.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem with it is that it takes so darn long, you know.
Yeah.
You know, who has time to sit around for, you know, half an hour or whatever to
it doesn't. You know, like when you're doing your palms and your hands, 30 seconds to a minute most, you don't have to spend that much time on it. That's the thing that they made the point here. This woman was using that thing way too much. And it actually accelerated her healing when she slowed down and didn't use it as much. It took less time.
Ah.
She went from 2 hours to 20 to 40 minutes, yeah. The other thing is you can, it's just like weightlifting, right? You want to concentrate on the lower extremities, concentrate there. You want to, the other day, do the upper extremities. You can develop there's no wrong way to do this.
Right.
And it's
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yep, you're welcome, Vince.
All right, happy wanding.
Okay, well, listen, I got to get back to the meeting here before I get to lose all my people.
All right, well, we would hate for that to happen. Thanks for checking in, you guys, and we'll have John and Kathy back on regularly to talk about this, because this is really important, especially in these times, under these situations and circumstances we're all under. This is very important.
Yeah, don't forget, it kills viruses and bacteria and parasites. You know, it does a whole host of things. Well, it does, and it helps your body do it.
If you got any questions about this, you go over there to Freudian slip, YouTube, and put in ITERA, I-T-E-R-A, second word, care. And you just go through some of those testimonials you're going to hear. Most of them are going to be Indonesian, Malaysian, that part of the world, because it's been released over there for a while. It just hit the U.S. earlier this year in January, okay? So you go look
at
that.
But remember not to sign up with any of those links. You want to sign up with Roger at thematrixdocs.com.
Well, we'd appreciate that. But, you know, so whatever. There's a lot of good information over there, a lot of good testimonials, okay?
Yeah.
So, John, go eat your dinner. And Kathy, I'll see y'all tomorrow. They'll be popping in over on our Monday show for the last hour, and we talk about the ITERA wand and a lot of this stuff. There's a financial opportunity here, too, by the way, that we don't dwell on too much, but there is a financial opportunity here. There's a lot of people that need this. We're in a situation where they've weaponized the traditional established media. Anything you can do to stay away from a doctor or a hospital, you're way ahead of the game, okay? And this is part of that in your repertoire, basically.
Yeah,
so, Johnny,
you can,
Kathy.
Quit your job, and you can still make a living.
Well, that's true, okay. So the more people, I tell you, people just want this thing. When they hear about it, they just want it for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And then I think after they've had it for a little while, if you came over and tried to take it away from them, they'd probably fight you.
Yeah. I know I would.
Okay. So you guys go on about your business. And John, tell your guy.
Well, touch on a lot of stuff here, like that neat ionic shield that John wears. Well, we all wear it, but I mean, there's so much that innovative and new technology coming out that's really
these
not
guys,
new. Been around.
This isn't a one trick pony here. These guys have got other cutting edge products, and they got some other ones coming already in the pipeline. So it's not a one flash in the pan deal. So. Listen, we're about to get kicked off the air here. Sam's itching to pay this extra song. So, John, you got a dinner. Tell your buddy I'll be happy to talk with him, all right? And, Kathy, always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll see y'all tomorrow, okay?
You too. All right, y'all have a nice rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for
checking in. John and Kathy off into the sunset. And one of them in Colorado and the other in California. There's the whistling music right there in the background, I think. Yep, there it is.
Yep.
So Sam is signaling that we're done, too. So I'll see y'all. If we don't see you over on the Radio Ranch, Eurofolk Radio, we'll see you here next Sunday. Thanks for your time and your ears. Enjoyed it. Hope you got something out of it. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Sam.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.